You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good Wednesday morning, everybody. I'm hoping that your day is a great day. It's a good start to everything, and I'm hoping you have your cup of coffee, cup of tea, water, whatever it is that you have in the morning that kicks you off and gets you moving in the right direction. I think it's important to have a little bit of a routine that's going to help you to move forward and really go out there and kick some tail today. So I know mine starts off with, I've got a tumbler. I'm not doing a video this morning, so if you can hear it, I don't know if you can hear that little noise. That's my tumbler filled with a dark roast. I put a splash or a tablespoon of sugar-free French vanilla creamer in there just to cut the bite of the bitterness off, because I do like the bitterness of the coffee. But today I was just in the mood for a little bit more of the fufu sweet stuff. And I know I've been doing a little bit better at cutting out some of the sweetener, artificial sweeteners in my life, just because of studies and different stuff that I've been reading about. But that's neither here nor there. So that's what I've got, my tumbler and my mug, and I'm ready to go and I'm ready to get after it today. So here's the thing, right? So yesterday I'm in the car, or I'm in the truck, and I'm driving around. It's snowing, it's icing everywhere, and I'm parked. I'm having some lunch, and I was talking to a buddy of mine, fellow Weight Watcher, on the phone, and we were chatting about stuff, and we were talking about how important our resources and our support is in this journey. And a lot of people will say, I mean, some people will say that they don't have a tribe, and other people will say they're trying to find a tribe, and other people will say that they have a great, amazing, wonderful tribe. And it's not just about the tribe. Here's the thing, right? So one of the things that we discussed, and it stood out to me, and I wanted to just kind of reflect on it here with you guys, is resources come from different directions. And if you're using all your resources, you'll be successful with whatever you're trying to do, right? So for me, over the last year, with the fact that I've maintained for a year and really just been ups and downs and just flatlined pretty much for a year long, when I'm on a journey trying to get to a goal or get to a end weight that I'd like to be able to be at, and it's frustrating over a year long, and you get down and you get, you know, in the dump, you're down in the dumps, and you get feeling like you're a failure and different stuff like that. Over the year-long time period, it's difficult to be able to bounce back from. Well, here's the thing. We were talking about how both of us were kind of in the same boat. You know, we haven't been to goal, and here I am talking to you guys on podcasts and writing to you guys and all those different things, and I'm not even at my lifetime or goal yet. And it's interesting because people still resonate with some of the words that I say, but I sometimes feel like a fraud whenever I'm saying it, because here I am talking about how to be successful and how to be able to move forward with it, and I'm not even at that goal myself. And we talked a little bit about that too. Well, here's the thing that we discussed. We talked about resources. And resources are so important, because resources come from all different directions. So like I opened with, some people use their tribe as their resource. They use people that are around them to be a catalyst that they need that they can move forward with. So basically, maybe some motivation, some morning, hey, how's it going? Or getting a coffee together to kick off your day, or whatever it is. People use their tribe as a point of reference and resource to be able to continue to move forward and have their daily, you know, affirmation or motivation or whatever they need. Whatever they need to be in their journey, a lot of people will use their tribe as being their number one resource. And that's a really super important one to a lot of people, including myself. I have my own tribe. I have my wonderful, beautiful wife, Crystal, who supports me in every bit of everything that I do. I have my son that always interacts with me and always talks to me about how he's proud of me, and we're working on things, and he really kind of pushes me through. And then, of course, I play sports with him and we do different stuff together. And then, of course, I've got my tribe that I've found through Connect, No Finish Line Nation, and all the different mediums that I use out there, that I've met all my internet friends that I have that are out there that support me and lift me up. And don't make me feel like, as I was saying before, because I'm not at target and I'm not at goal, that I internally feel like I'm a fraud, they make me feel like, all of you make me feel like I'm a winner and I'm somebody that is working the plan and somebody that shares thoughts of the struggles that I may have and the successes that I may have, and we're in this together. And that is a really super, super important thing to be able to, you know, lean in on each other with. And I think that the opportunity that we have with the social media aspect of things, whether it's Connect, Facebook, Instagram, or whatever, is so super important in this journey. And I think that that's really one of the reasons why it's kept me in the game, is because I've had people there to lift me up. Now, one of the other things that I discussed that we talked about yesterday was how it's a level of accountability for me. So over on Connect, to have 40,000 people that read your posts, that basically watch the things that you're doing, like your posts or anything like that, although many people would love to be able to have that many sets of eyes to be able to inspire you and move you forward, there's also a level of accountability that comes with that. Because the accountability comes from the fact that I have to be consistent with my coffee talks and make sure that I'm putting out something that can inspire somebody, or something that maybe I'm struggling with, or maybe I miss a day and then I'll have people going, hey, are you okay? which is a good thing. Again, that's part of that accountability, but it can be overwhelming at times. And when you think about it, there's an accountability to that. There is a level of people are relying on me to be able to do stuff like that, or post or put out podcasts or blogs or whatever. The stuff that I've chosen to do, that I put myself out on a limb to do, and obviously it resonates with some people, and I'm so appreciative of that. And so with that appreciation comes a level of accountability to do it. So that's the second part. So first part is the tribe that are around me, the support group. The part after that is the accountability that comes from it. Third part of this is my whys. You know, I might have plateaued for the last year, and I might not be where I want to be for my overall goal and heading into maintenance and lifetime like all these other rock stars that are out there that are working their journeys and doing the things that they have to do. But my whys are still super important to me. And I already mentioned two of them, being my wife and my son and my dog Guinness. My son's name is Gavin, if you don't know. I usually lay that out there with all the other social media platforms. But my whys are extra, extra super important. They're, to me, my whys are, if not the most important thing, they're right there at the top. So for me, my objective isn't necessarily just to lose weight. I forget that sometimes because we're in the business of hopping on scales and checking our numbers and doing those kind of things. But my objective is long-term growth. My objective is long-term health. I'm in my heading right into my mid-40s, and I want to be around for a long period of time for my wife and my son. And I want to be somebody that's going to be able to support them and be able to help them. You know, in my personal life, my own father and my father-in-law both have fallen ill and have sicknesses and things like that. Some of it due to own personal things that they've done and those kind of things. And others may possibly because of some of the things that they've done, but, you know, illnesses and things like that come into play. And neither one of them were the epitome of health. They weren't the most healthy individuals in the whole entire world. So for my own being, my own well-being and my own pride and personal drive, I'm going to make sure that I can try to set myself up for success to continue to live a longer life with my family, being there to support them. So my whys are super important. So now I've talked about my tribe. I've talked about the accountability that comes from what we've chosen to do in our lives. And thirdly, I come down to my whys and how important that is. The other part of it is taking chances. So, you know, I could say probably 3 years ago, 4 years ago, if I was trying to lose weight and I was in the mix and I was getting healthy and I was doing the things that I need to do and I felt like I was really in the zone, which I've done 1,000 times before, and I started to lose weight and I started to feel good and I was like, yeah, I'm the man, I'm fitting in the clothes, this feels great, I feel like I can go take on the world, I can do whatever. But the problem is, is that once I hit plateaus before and I started to not lose weight or started to gain a couple pounds back, my previous journeys were, I then started to give the effort mentality and I decided to dive into an apple pie or go and eat an entire pizza or then just start to not count things or not take care of things or not work out or do the things where depression kicks in. And my mentality as being a food addict that I've been for years and years and years, I relied on food to help me get through the whatever depressive state that I was in at that moment in time. So that's another part that's so important is reflection and the ability to be able to observe that behavior. I don't think I was ever able to do that before. I might have known it in my mind and I might have thought about it in the back of my brain going, hey, you know what? There, you know, I know that there's some things. I know that I'm struggling right now and I know this, that, and the other, but the stomach took over and I started eating and started not really caring. So things like Coffee Talk that I put out podcasts here with you guys, things like the blogs and the writing, get my mind right and I start thinking to myself where I can get into reflective mode. I can think to myself where I've been because the way I used to feel is definitely not how I feel now. Yes, it may be frustrating over a year-long time frame for me to be plateaued and maintaining and those kind of things. And I might be learning all of the maintenance types of mentalities and things that I've got to do. But at the end of the day, I'm in a totally different place than I used to be. I'm a winner. I'm somebody that has won over the last year. I'm victorious. I've maintained by eating right, eating healthy, doing the things that I need to do, and living life at the same time, enjoying my moments around the people that I love, and knowing that 100 pounds ago, I was the heaviest I'd ever been, and I was the unhealthiest I've ever been. So mentality matters. Your mindset matters. So here's the point that I'm trying to make is that one of the things that you might be able to do in your journey or the things that you're trying to do is reflect. Write down the thoughts and the things that you've been thinking of or the things that you thought of before or what might have happened if a certain situation has happened today. So for instance, if you got into a fender bender, right? And you get home and you're not feeling all that well. And then your kid gets home and he's got some bad grades on his report card and he's kind of mouthing off and he's kind of doing his thing or whatever. And you handle it a certain way. Reflect on how you would have handled it before you were on this journey. And think about the changes that you've made in your life for the better. All the little things. These are little things that matter. Because it's not just about the number on the scale. It's about overall well-being. It's about your mentality. It's about the way you think about things. You know? So think about those things. As you are progressing and you're traveling your journey, whatever your journey is, if you're a weightlifter, awesome. If you're a calorie counter, awesome. If you're a Weight Watchers person, great. If you're a Jenny Craiger, go ahead, rock on with your bad self. If you're a Nutrisystem person, awesome. If you're a Bowflex user, rock that Bowflex. Do whatever it takes for you to continue to be on your journey and be excited about the things that you're doing. Because the changes that you make and the things that you're doing are only for the better. They're only for the betterment of you and your mindset. Because again, mindset matters. You got to get in that frame of mind. You got to think to yourself, where have I been and where have I come from? Because a lot of times we do completely get in our own heads and we get foggy and we get gray and we get all kinds of noise going on and we don't necessarily think as clearly as we probably should. So if anything you can take away from this is reflect on the things that you have in your life that are mattering to you, okay? So think about your journey and think about if you're in a frustrated state, awesome, okay? You know what? That's part of the journey. It is. And that's the other part. You got to think about the fact that there's going to be frustrating points. There's going to be moments that you're going to think to yourself, man, why am I doing this? This is just frustrating. So that's when you got to hunker down and think about all the things that you have in your life that you didn't have before. Make a list. Take inventory of the things that you have now that you didn't have before or the behaviors that are in place now that weren't in place before and hone in on those and lean in on them because it's so worth the investment of you building yourself up to just know that you're a winner. You're somebody that can win in this game. And you have to believe in that. And the only way you can do that is if you are constantly taking a look at how you're progressing. Small, little victories. Little victories matter. They really do. The big ones are the ones that we want to be able to accomplish, whether it's a degree that we're trying to get to or the pounds that we want to lose or those kind of things. But the little victories matter because they add up to the big ones. So with that all being said, have a great day, everybody, and let's go out there and kick some tail this Wednesday. See ya.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talks with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.